Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Connie Terman. In this episode, a historic ferry boat comes home, parking tips for downtown Kirkland, art meets music with pianos and parks, and energy and water conservation ideas. In 1935, the iconic Kalakala Ferry set sail for the first time from Lake Washington shipyards in Kirkland. The Art Deco boat carried passengers through the Puget Sound, and during the 1962 World's Fair, it was voted the second most popular attraction behind the Space Needle. To celebrate the 80th anniversary of the boat's maiden voyage, the City of Kirkland held a community event at Marina Park on July 3rd. Visitors learned more about the ferry's history, enjoyed live 1930s jazz music, and shared some of their own personal experiences.
My mother rode the Kalakala when she was headed into the hospital to give birth to me in Seattle in 1937. After that, my recollections of the ferry simply were around the fact that over the first 10 years of my life, we periodically would go into the city of Seattle, and a good deal of the time we rode the Kalakala. That's the ferry I remember from being young. I'm sure I was probably on others, but it was that ferry. I can just see the picture, and it was such an experience to take that ferry over with my mom to Seattle.
After the ferry was retired from passenger service in 1967, it was towed up to Alaska and converted into a seafood processing plant. It was later abandoned, and in 1998, the Kalakala was towed to Seattle. Many worked hard to bring the boat back to its original glory.
Well, I rode on it when I was a kid. I remember it rattling. And then when Peter brought it down from Alaska and it was in Lake Union, I was working around there. And so I spent Wednesday nights and a lot of Saturdays working on it, trying to patch things up, putting in windows and whatever was available to do. And got really involved with the engineer that was working on the engine. I thought that was fascinating.
Due to lack of funding, the ship was scrapped in January of 2015. However, the City Council, working with the Kirkland Cultural Arts Commission, authorized the purchase of the wheelhouse, doors, valve wheels, hand railings, and the top window section with the hope of preserving the Kalakala's legacy.
Well, I'm on the Kirkland Arts Commission and was lucky enough to be one of the chosen people for the Kalakala Committee. After the pieces were salvaged and purchased by the city, the committee was kind of formed just to kind of get started with things and get an idea of possibilities of what could be done and what directions maybe we wanted to go. Look at some possible placement.
When it is decided what to do with the different artifacts, the Kalakala will have a permanent home in Kirkland.
What the city of Kirkland has done is given the spirit of the ship itself, a home. The ship needed a home. It's got a home forever. Thank you, city of Kirkland.
When trying to find a parking spot in downtown Kirkland, you might be thinking, how much time will it take me to park? How far do I have to walk to my destination once I've parked? Or how much will parking cost? Our own David Parker Brown shares some insights.
When trying to find a parking spot, some will spend time driving around to find one as close to their destination as possible. Others will start out farther away, hoping to increase the chances of finding one sooner. We asked people in the streets of Kirkland what their strategies were to find parking in downtown Kirkland.
We're going to a harbor cruise.
Right at Marina Park.
Right? Right. I was relying on my friend here because she knows the area. She knew of this parking lot, and so that's why we came in here.
How much time did it take you to find the spot?
5 minutes, even. Not even 5 minutes.
So what's your favorite parking spot?
Of course, library. Never failed.
Yeah, we live close by. Usually they're just coming to visit, and if they're here for the day, you usually have them park at the library. Or there's a parking lot down by Anthony's.
What was your destination today when you were coming down to Kirkland?
Starbucks.
Yeah. And where did you? What parking did you find?
Found street parking because it's Sunday and it's free.
Awesome. Do you ever come here during the weekdays?
Sometimes, yeah.
So today, how long did it take you to find the parking?
Today was one of the few times I lucked out and got it pretty quickly. Normally, I'd probably drive around for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're actually headed out of town, and we wanted to make another stop before we left, and so we thought we'd come and take a little walk.
Cool.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And so how long did it take you to find a spot?
A minute.
Maybe a minute. Not long at all.
Awesome. Where did you end up finding the spot?
We found a spot right across the street, right over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very easy.
Cool. So did you know there was a parking area by their library garage over there?
Had no idea. We hadn't even gotten that far.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so generally, what was your, how did you like your parking experience today?
It was fantastic. It was.
Awesome.
It was great. Easy.
Cool.
Piece of cake.
Because we live pretty close. But if we were to have friends, we're going to go to a restaurant over here, Cactus. So we typically tell them to park up by us, which is kind of up in the neighborhood, on First, because there's a big row of parking spots there because it's close to home. But other than that, it's kind of park where you can find it. So,
or the
library. The library is always a good option. So,
what was your destination today, coming here to park?
George's.
And how far away did you park?
Like right in front of it.
Cool.
But most of the time we have to park around the corner.
Right. So how long did it take you to find the spot?
Like, it didn't take me any time to find the spot.
Oh, awesome.
I just lucked out. Yeah, usually I have to look for 5 to 10 minutes.
Did you know there was other little pocket areas? What's your favorite pocket area if you did know?
It's right around the corner, the little parking lot across from the macaroon shop.
Did you know about the Merrill Gardens or the one that's up on the hill?
No, I did not. I was not aware of that, but now I am.
So what was your destination today?
It was the barbershop downtown here. It's about probably 4 blocks.
About 4 blocks?
Yeah.
And how much time did it take for you to find a spot?
Probably took me about a minute.
Awesome.
Not too bad.
Yeah. And do you come down here during the weekdays sometimes?
Sometimes, not too much.
Is it a little bit longer then, or how much?
If I do, it'll be at night, so it's not as long. Anything longer than 5 minutes would be, unsatisfactory. Anything below it is fine. Yeah, I'll come to this garage mainly because it has the most amount of parking, and anywhere to downtown is not too much of a long walk.
Let's look at some of the parking options that may not be as well known in Kirkland. Kirkland City Hall houses 120 parking spots that are available for free public parking during off hours in the weekdays and any time during the weekends. City Hall is located only a few blocks away from Marina Park, Park Lane, and other great downtown destinations. Located at the Kirkland Library, the Peter Kirk Garage offers 4 hours of free parking and is close to downtown. Recently, it has been cleaned up, painted, and new LED lighting has been installed. Probably one of the most hidden parking opportunities in downtown Kirkland is located at the Merrill Gardens building. The Merrill Gardens parking garage is located off Kirkland Avenue and offers multiple 2-hour free parking for the public. When parking, it is important to make sure that you follow the rules. It is the job of the Kirkland Police Department, through the parking enforcement officers, to make sure that parking stays safe and efficient.
So their primary mission is to enforce and educate downtown as far as our parking regulations and the multiple parking lots we have downtown. The biggest thing we do with parking enforcement is encourage people to move their vehicles. So if instead of coming and parking all day, it encourages city prosperity by bringing consumers in. They can find a place to park, so they'll park and they'll shop and they'll get something to eat, and then they won't be there, past 4 hours or 2 hours, and they'll move. And so then you get that turnover you're looking for in the city to have other people come in throughout the day and hopefully spend some time in your city.
To more effectively do their job, the police department recently purchased 2 fuel-efficient vehicles equipped with new technology.
That's a license plate reader. We use those for parking enforcement here in Kirkland. What those do is when the instead of the typical chalking that you see a lot of the parking enforcement agencies do, is they capture the license plates of the vehicles. So they'll set their computer for, say, a 2-hour round, and they'll drive around the parking lot. It'll capture all the plates. The GPS locates them. It also takes pictures of their wheels so you can see how they're set. And then they'll come back in, anytime. And any vehicle that's over that 2 hour, they'll get an alert. And then they match the pictures to make sure they're the same, that the vehicle didn't move or anything. And if it's over that time limit, then they write a citation.
One of the successful keys to having a positive downtown parking experience is to follow the directional signs. They're located throughout downtown to help direct you to new locations that you may not be aware of.
Be sure to pick up a copy of Guide to Downtown Public Parking or visit kirklandwa.gov/parking to learn more. If you have been near Marina Park lately, you might have found something a bit unusual, a decorated piano. From the middle of July until the middle of August, 22 area parks and open spaces around Seattle hosted pianos that were decorated by local artists and were available for the public to enjoy. The Pianos in the Parks project is about celebrating the greater Seattle area parks, art, and music.
And our next piano is over on the east side at Kirkland's Marina Park.
Kirkland's piano was entitled Valkyrie and had a Viking ship theme. It was designed and built by a local artist, Kate Rose Johnson, and she wanted to create a piano that connected the Seattle area culture.
So we really were thinking about culture here in the city and different influences and thought about the Nordic heritage here in Seattle and how music and culture traverses such great lengths. And so we thought of the symbolism of, you know, turning the piano into a boat to symbolize that. When I saw the assignment as Marina Park, I really thought that that was a great new location, and it'd be great to have the boat, in a sense, move from one year to the next across the water.
The program was more than just music. It was also about trying to get citizens to explore the parks in the area.
When we started this concept, we wanted people to explore parks. And we were trying to come up with what's the magic, what's the catalyst to get people to come into it. And we said, what do people in Seattle love? And it's music. If you think about Seattle, two things we have probably more than any other community that I know of is art, music, and open spaces, beautiful parks. And so that was the magic combination for us, being able to put the music and the pianos together with the parks.
Park piano players were able to submit a contest video, and a winner will be selected to play at the finale concert held in Seattle. Audience or not, many chose to give the pianos a try.
It's just such a unique experience and so short-lived that if you can find just 10, 15 minutes to go and check out these pianos, I really recommend it. It's heartwarming.
Did you know that on average, a Kirkland resident uses more than 74 gallons of water each day? If you do the math, that adds up to over 27,000 gallons per year per person. Even as the state of Washington continues to experience hot weather, higher than normal water use, and lack of rain, the Puget Sound region, including Kirkland, has sufficient water supplies for normal activities. But that's not to say you shouldn't be conserving water where and when you can.
Especially when we're having this record year of hot days and we had no snowpack, and you see pictures of Mount Rainier with no snow on it, that people have to wonder what's going on and are we going to have water for the future. And this gets them to think about it and all the things we need water for and why it's such an important resource.
At a recent event hosted by the Cascade Water Alliance and the City of Kirkland, people were asked to think about why they value water and write their ideas on a larger-than-life chalkboard.
So what did you write here?
The humans can't live without it.
Awesome.
Then basically,
to make our plants grow.
Well, water is hugely important. We use it every day. We drink water and we shower in water and go to the bathroom. You use water, so I think it's definitely, we use it so much and we need to drink it to stay healthy.
Because you can swim in it.
Because it makes flowers grow.
That's a very good reason.
As a member of the Cascade Water Alliance, the city buys its water from Seattle Public Utilities. The water is then distributed to most residents through the city's water distribution system. Some Kirkland residents are served by the North Shore Utility District and the Woodinville Water District.
Our organization is focused on making sure that we have adequate supplies of water for the next 100 years or more.
Water!
No matter where your water comes from, conservation is always recommended. Here are some conservation tips for outdoors and indoors. Keep sprinkler systems properly maintained. Wash cars at commercial car washes. match lawn watering to current weather, sweep, not hose, sidewalks and driveways, maintain and cover pools and hot tubs, fix leaky faucets, run full loads in the dishwasher and washing machine, and check toilets for leaks. Since Kirkland's summer has been exceptionally sunny, why not consider using the sun to create some power? The City of Kirkland, in partnership with Pacific Northwest Pollution Prevention Resource Center, is hosting workshops for residents to learn about a solar purchasing program called Solarize Kirkland. The program is designed to encourage a group purchase of solar panels, which aims to help Kirkland residents and businesses achieve an affordable and successful solar installation.
Well, basically, community volunteers, those who are really interested in solar as a renewable energy in the city of Kirkland, went to the city and said, we really are excited about the Solarize campaign. We'd really like to see this happen in our community. So, you know, the goals are to start this conversation in Kirkland. There are 71 solar installations now. We hope to help that grow exponentially in the next 9 months or so.
The program is designed to encourage a group purchase of solar panels, which aims to help Kirkland residents and businesses achieve an affordable and successful solar installation. To learn how you can get a free assessment to see if solar energy is right for you, attend one of the upcoming informational workshops. The two remaining fall workshops will be hosted on September 19th, starting at 10 a.m., and on September 22nd, starting at 7 p.m., both at the Kirkland Justice Center. To learn more or to register for a Solarize Kirkland workshop, go to pprc.org. Before summer is over, be sure to enjoy some of the events that Kirkland has to offer. Sail on down to Carillon Point to experience two old-time pirate ships. Enjoy a living history experience with demonstrations of tall ship handling, singing, and maritime storytelling.
We're about to get fired!
There will be family-friendly and cocktail cruises available. Through the end of September, you can still buy fresh produce and other goods from Washington State vendors at Kirkland's two outdoor markets. The Wednesday Market is held every Wednesday from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. at Marina Park, and the Juanita Friday Market is every Friday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. at Juanita Beach Park. To learn more about these events and to keep up with what is happening in Kirkland, visit explorekirkland.com. Thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Currently Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.